All right, so before we get started, I just want to remind some folks of the rules and the regulations of the hearing. So we will address each individual item, and then we'll have the applicant state their presentation. The commissioner will make their comments, and then there will be a section for public comment. So I ask you to hold all of your questions to the public comment section. If anyone has any questions, come see me. But with that, I will turn it over to you.
This is a meeting of the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission, December 19th, 2018, 5 p.m. Present are Commissioners Francoise Elise, Richard Henderson, and Susan Trowbridge, and staff Nicholas, what's your last name?
Armada.
Yeah. The first item on our agenda is 258 West Newton. A violation. Do you want to address this?
I sure will. Yeah. So this is a ratification of some work that is proposed for the rear of the building. Previously, the staff person, Eric Hill, had said that he felt that the item was exempt. On further review under my purview, I have determined that it is visible from a public way, and I would like there to be an official decision based on that. For reference, when staff gives opinion, it's merely that the commission makes the final determination, and once that determination has been made, that is either approved or rejected as submitted or with provisos.
You know, what I forgot to say is to ask the people from 258 to log in.
Oh, they can do that as well.
So, just for the record, same.
Absolutely. Mark Lacasse, legal counsel to Dave Schwartz, who is the proponent and applicant.
Okay.
Dave Schwartz.
And I'm Mark Van Brothel. I'm the Embark Studio, the designer.
Great. Okay, so we approved this before.
Well, we didn't technically because
The rear work was
felt to be not. We approved the other work.
You approved the rest of work on the property, right. But you did not hear the rear work of this project, and that's what we're doing today. Just the rear work on the rear facade.
Although we had seen it.
Indeed.
Didn't have any
problems
with it.
So Nick has been very helpful in guiding the direction of this hearing tonight, but a couple of helpful items to pick up on where your comments were just made, and that is your May 2018 hearing. There was presentation of plans that are here before you again tonight. The work that is the subject of this discussion was clearly shown on the plans, enlargement of some rear window openings in the back of the building. There was a discussion on the record, which I'd like to play for you ever so brief. There were notes in the file from Eric Hill indicating that it was exempt. There was some discussion on the record, which I'll play momentarily. And then there was an exhaustive half-hour hearing on every other conceivable item that was before you, and your decision was yay, nay, and some in between. But I think the... this is helpful.
Yep. Okay, it's...
Replace all the windows with 1/1, which is what is there now. They're all aluminum or vinyl replacement windows. We have reached out to Historic Society to see if there's any evidence of a different light pattern if it's 2/2, and we have not heard otherwise that they're not all 1/1. I think most of the row is 1/1. On the facade, you can see a little bit here at the lower part of the oriole in the front. We are asking, we're proposing to lower the sill about 8 inches just to get more light into the basement rooms. There are currently not a window well, so we propose to do a window well to get that lower sill, but not disturb the garden elevation. In the rear, we are proposing new openings with, I'm not sure if I should get into what's not your purview or just explain the whole project.
Yeah, I guess you can if you'd like, but anything that's on the rear elevation you can't see from the public right away, unless you're on Cumberland and really straining your eyes, so it's not really visible.
A couple of blocks.
Yeah.
But in the rear, it's currently, because it's an end building, it's not, the rear elevation's a lot of brick. We're proposing to do some more glass doors and a deck and that sort of thing. At the roof line, we are proposing, it's not in your list on the thing, to remove the rear.
That's pretty much it. That was Mark Van Brocklin speaking. He was walking you through what was before you, including the rear. You heard the discussion. Also, just for the record, submit the staff notes from Eric Hill indicating that the rear of the building was thus exempt. And then also for the record, there was some subsequent email communications between Eric Hill and Mark Van Brocklin leading up to certain notations being made in the Hansen system so that ISD was able to then issue a building permit pursuant to which the work has been proceeding. So my client's perspective was reviewed, discussed, exempt, got a building permit, proceeded with the work, and here we are. So I can let Mark talk about the architecture and the proposal and show you the specific items again, but we look for your direction.
Yep. So
I think we're fine with it.
Yeah, we saw it the last time. I don't think we had.
Okay, so my reasoning for bringing this back is because when you look from Cumberland, and I did a site visit this week, you can clearly see it. So in my opinion, as a professional, mm-hmm. I interpret this as being visible from a public way.
Yeah.
And in my opinion is that Eric's advice was inaccurate. Mm-hmm. So that is why I'm bringing it to you. Mm-hmm. If you're okay with it, that's fine. But I think we should go completely over all of the details of this project so that we make sure that this is being done properly, so that the applicant can get started on their work again if that's how you feel, mm-hmm. And then just have everything on record and also hear the concerns from the community. Okay.
Yeah,
so one thing I do want to mention is that when we bought those, we went and had it after the hearing, we bought the windows and ordered the windows, so we did tweak the mutton pattern on those because it wasn't, you know, mm-hmm. at the meeting we realized it wasn't mm-hmm. part of it. So that is something I didn't want to mention, you know, because mm-hmm. we already bought them. It was $20,000 worth of doors. Okay. So
will you be able to describe what is actually being built?
Sure. Also, one more point of clarification is this was the first presentation. We included in this were some decks and roof deck, and it was determined that we have to go through ZBA first. So that's not part of, we're not proposing that at all today. We'll come back after we get relief, assuming we get relief. So what we're really talking about is, and the chimney was already, we discussed that at two meetings as well, so that's been approved to be removed. So what we're really talking about is in the first floor and the second floor where the French doors are, those four openings.
Yeah.
Right. As shown here, we've got, I believe they're 52 inches wide and 8 feet tall overall with the transom. The new proposal is to do the same width, the same height, but just two leaves of door, no transom, with a two by three light pattern.
So you're gonna have to. You don't have an illustration of the new proposal?
We do not. That's sort of like as
okay.
we're.
Okay.
We were operating the whole time under the assumption that, you know, so okay. we went ahead and ordered. We already ordered the windows
okay.
amongst on ourselves, on our own, my own.
So.
Well, I went to that point also to look at it, and although it is visible, I had to put on my glasses,
yeah.
and I wouldn't have been able to tell whether it was a transom or not, even with my glasses on. It's that far away.
The masonry openings.
The transom is gone, but
the four proposed masonry openings are the same size, same openings in the brick instead of
just has three muttons this going vertically.
I don't know what that means.
Describe that.
The volume, the divisions of the glass.
Windows that don't move.
Just divides the glass.
It's just the you guys can tell me
the crossbars on the windows.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But there
the jail
are no,
cell.
But there are still double doors.
Correct.
Exactly.
In swing. Yeah.
Okay.
In the same location as shown here.
I could kind of show it here.
Yeah.
So, like these windows have that's actually the half of the sash, but it's just it's one window and it has 1, 2, 3 muttons on it.
Muttons or mullions?
Yeah.
The language of windows is a whole different language.
It really is.
Okay.
But they're doors.
Yeah. But I mean the glass, the language of how you...
It just divides the glass.
Talk about glass.
Yep. Okay.
So is there any particular design change of the window frame?
Mm-mm. Opening is the same. Everything's the same.
Mm-hmm. Same color, same material?
Mm-hmm.
So will you eventually be coming back for the rear decks?
We're making that determination. So decks were submitted to ISD, a zoning code refusal letter was obtained based on the setback, but Dave is actually evaluating whether to proceed with that.
Yeah.
There may be a way to do it.
Well, yes, most likely we'll be coming back for the decks.
Yeah.
Okay, so the decks you're talking about.
But they're not. We're not voting
we're
on
not
these.
Talking
we're
about
just voting on the four window openings.
Oh, the
if you remember, there's
decks.
A whole discussion on the roof deck.
Neither the roof deck or any balconies or decks have been approved by ISD, so that's not before you.
Board of Appeals.
So these balconies.
Right. You should be showing the next presentation. Do you have that?
I don't. Do you have it?
So the at our first meeting we discussed that and we removed the decks and balconies and came back with this presentation, which is essentially the same. I'll hold it up here so they can see. Basically the same elevation. I made some tweaks based on the denials and approvals of other parts of the building, mm-hmm. and then just showing that we're not proposing a roof deck or any projecting deck, just in-swing doors that are railing within the masonry. Wall, so nothing projecting.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to sort of clarify the issue.
Is that safe? Is
well, that's what the railing is for, so that someone can't open
it. Is it railing or is it balcony?
It's a railing.
It's a Julia balcony, so you open the doors, and that's as far as you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't fall out.
Right. Light and air. Just to create light and air.
So I think we need to take public comments before we move.
Yes.
Well, he used the word Juliet balcony. I don't see that as a Juliet balcony. I think of a Juliet balcony that extrudes past.
Sorry,
the,
it's a railing.
It's literally a railing.
It's a railing.
From the island, looking at the back of the building, nothing's projecting. It's a railing within the masonry opening.
That's what we call it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what the right term is.
I call them French. Yeah.
Okay, before we make a motion and vote, we need to get public comment. Is there anyone here to talk to this?
John Furniture, 23 Conrad Street. A neighbor of mine has pictures of this building before the war, and there's stained glass that's now missing. I just want to present pictures.
Talk about the front of the building.
Does this have something to do with the front of the building? Does this have something to do with the front of the building?
Yes.
Okay. Unfortunately, that's out of the scope of work tonight.
We're talking about the rear.
We're only talking about the rear of the building.
Only the rear.
Yes.
Well, then I have nothing to say about the rear.
Okay. Does anybody else here have anything to say about the rear? Okay. Does one of you want to make a motion? did you say
yes, we do. In fact, there are several of us. My name is Robert Salino. I'm the immediate abutter at 256 West Newton. I along with my wife, Eileen. I own the garden unit. As you're looking at that rear elevation, we are immediately to the right.
To the right, okay.
So, coming into this meeting, I was looking at that the lower set of French doors, and there was originally a deck proposed at that point. What I'm hearing now is different than that.
Yes, because the decks, I had told you guys from the very beginning that we were likely to do that at some point and was going to be applying for that, but we went this route, so we knew that we could build something, whereas the deck, you guys already told us you didn't like the idea, so this was our initial plan in case that didn't work out.
So I guess, to be clear, we're not going to come back and apply for the deck.
Oh, no, we are. But
you are.
Yes.
So today is just to talk about
the windows.
That's right. Yeah.
But I would like to bring up the standards of care that the commission.
Sorry, Dave, for the record.
Eileen Sorcelino, 256 West Newton Street, direct abutter to 258. There's a standard of care for this commission, and I'd like to apply it. I don't object to everything, so I want you to know that Bob and I, we have lived in the neighborhood before. We lived in Back Bay, and now we're living in the South End, and we believe in preservation. And this building is visible. Now, albeit a small bit, but if you're an attorney, you would say you can't just be slightly illegal. You're either legal or illegal. And
it's based on the degree to which changes are in harmony with the character of the property. And in looking through your standards of care, it's very clear about the criteria in changing a building, the front or the rear, if the rear is visible from the street. And I went through point by point, and just for the audience, windows and doors, original doors and window openings will not be enlarged, framed down, or closed. So if you're reading specifically to the rules that have been outlined by the commission, then we feel that this particular change is not in keeping. It goes on. Doors, modern style alterations will not be permitted. Page 3, no new decorative balconies will be added. So, and goes on to say that finally on the last page that the particular attention will be paid to scale materials and rhythm of the street facade. So if you're doing new construction and you're changing it, you're changing the character of the history of this area, which is really important to everybody, I think, who's sitting here today. So the reason why we're living there, we're not living in a high-rise on the South Seaport. I love the old style. So if you're changing it and it's visible, it can't be a little visible. It's either visible or not visible. And that's my point. And that's, I think, how we all feel.
Agreed.
Anybody else?
Yes. If I can put this right here. This is an unusual condition. I'm at 254 West Newton Street, Paul Perugio. Mm-hmm. 258 is the subject. Mm-hmm. So from my back, I'm looking at a brick wall of St. Vital Street, Joanne's side of Joanne's building, a brick wall. And I'm right here. So I'm in this canyon right here. And I look at the windows, which don't... The windows are really just a gateway for decks. So it cuts off light, cuts off air.
What does? The windows or the decks?
The decks.
We're not talking about decks today.
Okay.
Right. And we have the right to approve or disapprove a deck. Is that correct? It will come back to us if you try.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you have any objections to the windows specifically, what we're seeing today?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Do you? Okay.
The same objection.
Yes. I believe they're a gateway to a deck, and I have the same objection that doesn't meet the criteria. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll be happy to give you all of your arguments against the deck tonight if you want to hear them, but we can save that for when it comes back.
We should speak only on the windows because that's the only one thing they have applied for right now.
Yeah, so just following up on the blank map there, I think it's also helpful to look at a Google street image of that canyon and the enlarged window openings on Mr. Arroyo's building that present essentially the same condition that's being proposed here.
Right, and can you, this is the existing condition of
258.
Your building here, right?
Well, the blank wall on the side.
The blank wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, as I recall, it's the blank wall and this row of windows here, correct?
Yeah, so this is your building coming around the back.
Right.
Yes.
So you neighbors prefer to have the blank wall to the doors as proposed, the windows as proposed?
I think what we're saying is we would prefer to have the windows done in accordance with the criteria, the standards and the criteria.
On this picture, which building is yours?
Which one? I know that one's there.
Yeah.
You were right here,
see,
right?
See the fence?
But second set
part,
of windows?
This part
I'm immediately
in here.
On the other side of that fence.
Okay.
And Paul and Susan are at the end.
So they're these. The second. The abutters is this building or this building?
They're the next one. Yeah, where the flowers are.
Yeah.
Where the flowers are is your building?
Hanging out a window.
We just planted some trees.
So that is your room.
Is this your
room?
This angle
is kind of hard to tell.
Is this helpful?
This is a part of
258 is two windows.
Okay, yeah, this is good. Here's a better image. Sorry.
In that photograph.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Two windows. 258 is this blank wall and this two big windows. And then you can see the brick parapet and the fence here.
Got it.
Okay. So the abutter, you're the enclosed sort of patio area.
Mm-hmm.
you happen to have a photo also of when you're looking from Cumberland Street? Yes, you showed it up there.
I have it. I can bring it up.
Because I think my whole thing here is that it's not really visible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so far away.
It's not visible in that picture because the tree has leaves on it. Okay. When those leaves fall, as they have most recently, you can see the entire back of the building.
So the question here is this view significant to the character of the neighborhood? What do we know St. Botolph for? We know it for the front facades, the unique details to the front of the building. Is part of the character of the neighborhood, which describes in the design guidelines the rear walls.
Well, if it is, the other rear walls have totally messed it up the character. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a mishmash, the whole alley.
Yes, is there a defining character left to this set of rear elevations?
Or
if you swing down on Google Street, you're down the alley, you'll see garages and decks and pergolas, and you're right, mishmash is the perfect terminology for it. There's a whole lot going on back there that's not character defining anything.
But those are not visible from a public way.
Well, and if everyone applied the same rule that dedicates a mishmash and no one cares, then someone has to step up and care. There has to be a line that's drawn at some point. Everyone in this neighborhood, including me, I'm 107% of all, genuinely cares about preserving the
Could
historic.
You talk louder, please?
Sure, yeah.
And please give your name.
Yeah, it's Joanne Robinson from 107% of all. We all genuinely care as neighbors. We want to preserve the neighborhood. We want to preserve the historic nature. It's a tourist attraction for the city. It's a beautiful neighborhood. You know, if you say that it's all a mishmash, that means that no one cares. Everyone has to step up and care.
With the safety balcony?
I just don't like the way that they've just bricked up windows and it's just changed entirely from how it was. I mean, putting new windows on and improving it.
Did you see the building down here? I mean, these are bigger and...
But those aren't visible from
public
way.
Right.
That's the alley.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take a shot from Cumberland Street...
It still reflects the character of the alley. I'll do it
right now. Okay. So is there any other public comment? So based on the criteria of the district and your interpretation, you know, it's your decision. It is technically visible from a public way, but it's your... It's your determination if this affects the character of the neighborhood.
Can I ask what the current situation is? Have you actually made openings in the building? Have you installed the windows?
So we purchased the windows, paid for the windows, and had, I think, one of the openings made, and the other ones were started cutting.
In the brick area?
Yes.
Yeah.
May I comment on that?
Very cool.
At a prior meeting with Mr. Armato, four or five of us from the immediate butters addressed the issue that we had seen the design and we were afraid that the implementation, the construction was going to begin. Mr. Armada very kindly explained to us that all we had to do when we saw the first cut made was to make a telephone call and a stop work order would have been issued. I called the morning the first cut was made. So I don't want to hear anything at this point about how much has been done or what it's going to cost, right? Because there was too much of a delay between my phone call and the condition we're in now.
In addition to that, we met with Eric Hill months ago when all of this first started up, prior to even that conversation, and were concerned about the design that we were shown by Mr. Schwartz.
They also have the same issues with Mr. Schwartz directly.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly had let me know that they had issues with the proposed decks. So I'm just out of curiosity, were you guys under the impression that this was about the decks, this meeting?
We
believed it was about the entire back of the building.
Were those conversations before or after our May hearing?
Prior and after.
And then there was another hearing in
during
July.
During the hearing, I don't recall that we had neighbors objecting during that hearing. Maybe I'm wrong.
The May hearing was
I think, five of us.
Yeah.
And then there was one in July that was the one that we had I had the revisions, and I think there were more people present at that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't too
scared. The abutters never received notification of the initial meeting. Not a single person in our building at 256 West Newton was notified that there was going to be a building so we could come at meetings so that we could come.
For the May meeting?
For the May meeting. That's why no one was there. We were not notified.
There seems to be a consistent theme around non-notification of work's being done. I know that this is not going to be in relation to the rear of the building, but in the public alley, which is owned by the Boston City, the developer dug up the alley, had a huge hole, blocked the alleyway, and the police, there was no police detail, and there was no notification to any of the neighbors. I just feel there's not
that's not our purview, but
nor is it our project.
Yeah.
There's just no due care to any of the neighbors.
So we're required by law to notify the neighbors through a newspaper or an internet source, which we do through the city's website. We do send out abutters for a courtesy. I don't know what happened if you did not get one. It's within 10 feet. You're supposed to receive one. But we did advertise it in the, on the city's website, and that's what we're required to do by law.
So anyway, none of us know about that.
You can also sign up for notification for events that happen in your neighborhood, and you'll get those notifications immediately when something like this comes up, because we tag the St. Botolph neighborhood in those notifications, and you'll get them automatically the second they're posted.
When you mentioned earlier that the criteria...
Could you talk louder, please?
And, yes. And give your name, please.
Susan Van Dam, 252 West Newton Street. Okay. So when you mentioned earlier that the criteria, I believe, for the board was going to be reviewed and that there would be a public comment, is that what you were talking? Could we comment at that time about public notification and how that might be changed? I don't think it's realistic that we check this on his website.
This isn't a time for standards and criteria talk to change. We're only talking about this project. If you'd like to talk offline after this hearing, we can certainly do that.
Okay.
Okay, so where does this
go? So I think you have enough information to make an informed decision. So you can make an emotion. I would ask that you make the motion for the fenestrations, the proposed fenestrations first, and whatever that decision is. I would also add for the record, if you feel that this is altering the character of the neighborhood, and then with the provisos that if you do approve this, that they will have to return for the decks themselves so that we can notify the neighbors.
So, and could I ask, in terms of altering the character of the neighborhood, is that altering the character of the neighborhood as viewed from a public way?
Correct.
Okay.
Just for the record, just so we're clear.
Yeah.
So...
want to make a motion.
With a comment, I feel that there is a reasonableness standard around things that are visible from the public way and whether they affect the character of the neighborhood as viewed from a public way. Given the distance from the public way, the narrowness of the opening of the public way, and the general character of what else one can see from that view from Cumberland Street, I would make a motion to say we would approve this work.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
3 in favor, 0 opposed. It's approved.
Thank you.
However, any future note of attempts to come before and the commission
if there's to be a deck, it comes to us again.
Yes.
Understood.
Understood. I'm going to put those on the record and I'll get you here.
This is the July hearing.
Thank you.
And you have the May and July, right?
This is June. Stated June 7th.
Yeah, but the library lies a few days before the actual hearing.
Okay.
I think I emailed it June 7th. And then
yeah.
We had to postpone a month. And
just for the record. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
just give everybody a second to get set up and go to the next one.
Yeah.
You guys are welcome to hang out with Mommy if you like until it makes 15.
Okay. It's my partner's present party, so I might go check out. But, thank you.
All right. Hey. Yes, we will be there. Yeah. 117 is last. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, then the next project is 6-12 Blackwood. And who do we have here for that?
Catherine Cipriani, GTI Properties. Great.
So
I remember you, but I didn't talk to you on the phone.
Oh,
well, you talked to someone else.
Okay. No, I met a long time ago. Mm.
Okay.
Happy to see you back.
So Susan, just have a couple comments before we start on this one.
Okay.
So for the record, there was some confusion because this the last time we met, this was my first time manning the St. Vitale Architectural Commission. There is no policy that says if you're within X feet of a property, you cannot vote. Remember we talked about that with Barbara?
Oh, right.
So
right.
That is not the case. Okay. That is for another district. So you can vote on this property, just so you know.
Oh, I assumed if you were...
There's another
affected, you'd recuse.
Yes, but then if you recuse and there's no longer a quorum.
Yep, right.
Yeah, so, but that is not the case for the record. So. Okay.
And there wasn't a quorum last month either. So
yeah.
I think it was my third attempt.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So when I was here the first time,
we just give these out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is the original presentation. The only thing that's changed is the first two pages. And... what it shows is, based on the comments from the commission, we went back and, I guess I'll back up a little bit. So originally I did not come here with any information for the rear windows because I was told it was exempt, but we, in talking here, we decided that it's best to go back and come up with a plan. So I took the comments and I drew something up for the windows and then... had someone actually Photoshop it for me because I don't have that ability. So what we're looking at is, I'm not sure, we didn't vote on the decks, but the decks, from what I understand, were approved at the first meeting. We just didn't have enough people to do it?
Yes.
Okay. So what we want to do is, if you go to the second page, which shows the original configuration,
mm-hmm,
we have...
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, okay. We have a lot of filled-in windows from old stairways. We have a lot of very small windows in what are now bedrooms, and we have some regular size windows. So the idea is to take the windows in each of the sections, in which there are four, starting with one, and then change them to windows as you see here, larger openings. We're talking about stone headers, clean up all the brick, get rid of all of the smaller windows, get rid of the paint in the back, and just kind of make the backs more uniform. And, you know, add more light, more air.
That original column in the middle, that would have been staircase windows. Right?
That would have been staircase windows.
Mm-hmm.
The staircases were gone when he purchased the building. That was a long the lower ones here were.
So there's no staircase there? It's an elevator now? Or
no, it's bedrooms. They're all bedrooms, yeah.
Okay.
But again, I think that work was done by the previous owner, not us. The penthouses are existing. They were approved years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much we're just talking about... new windows and all the existing window openings and cleaning up the four backs of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess this is to me the most relevant, sort of the view from the park.
Yeah, I tried to give as many as possible.
Yeah, the main view is from the park. There's a sliver of a view from Cumberland, mm-hmm. but yeah. it's mostly from the park.
Yeah, the, you can't. I think you can only see that first row of
right.
windows on the right from Cumberland.
Yeah.
And just to address Barb's issues in regards to this, while she's not here, so that I can voice her concerns. So she was concerned that the far right phase two area of work. That those windows are visible from a public way, and she was concerned that those would alter, again, the character of the neighborhood. But again, it's through the break in the street wall. Is it necessarily an important view for the district? I'll leave that up to you. But the main visibility of this project is from the Southwest Corridor Park.
Which is, for the purpose of the design guidelines, similar to a public way?
It's considered a public way.
Okay. So I don't understand how you can see anything from the other side.
I'll show you on Google Maps.
Cumberland, okay. You can see the far right.
From Cumberland?
Yeah.
You can see like a little bit, just a piece of it.
Yep, it's very minimal.
Okay.
So there it is right there.
Barbara can see more of it from her.
Right. Oh, there.
Well, I think Barbara's comment also was because I did not come here with window drawings because
yes.
I wasn't expecting mm-hmm. to present
yes.
for that.
Yeah. And that's my mistake.
I couldn't really say what we were going to do because I didn't really know at that time.
Yep.
Are you filling in the light wells?
No, those were the decks will stay. No, the light wells will stay open.
That's where the decks are.
The decks
are
going.
Right, but okay. they won't go all the way back.
Oh.
And they won't protrude past the brick.
Oh, okay.
Right, we talked about
okay.
that. They would.
Yeah, okay.
They're going to stop because there's already mechanicals on the hanging on. There's already mechanicals and things that.
So the little sketch.
Which page? Yeah, there's a.
That showed the decks kind of between the gaps.
Yeah,
that's
the
not actually accurate. Right? The decks are set back. This sketch here.
Which one are you looking for? Might just be the way it printed, but the plot plan shows it pretty well, and this one does too.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like.
So they will come out most of the way. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they are coming out.
Or that flush
of
the building.
The flush of the building.
Mm-hmm. Or back. They can be. They just want to. You have to try and hit that 1 foot of. They're going to try and hit that 1 foot of masonry on the back wall.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Structurally.
You mean they're going to project 1 foot?
No.
No,
the back wall is
yeah.
is
okay.
Is only 1 foot deep.
Yeah.
So they're going to try and. Get into the center, like 6
oh,
inches from
okay,
the
fine.
Back.
Okay.
Anchoring.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we are here only to talk about windows, not the decks.
We do have to vote on the decks.
Yeah.
So yes.
Well, you know, one of the characteristics of the St. Patel district is the regularity, as opposed to Back Bay or Beacon Hill. And so what I like about this is it's different, a different regularity from what exists now, but you've established it, you know, with, it's not like it's like doing this to one building, it's doing it to the entire expanse of it.
Yes.
So again,
yes.
you get that
it's
same
one
sort
block.
Of rhythm.
I get that, yeah. And a majority of it, I mean, a majority of it stays the same, too, like all of the windows here, the mismatched size ones will all be the same size based on what we would call the normal window, and all of the windows straight in and back out are going to stay the same except for the one that we changed to the door on this,
right,
this way. But you won't see that.
But you won't see
it. Yeah, because it's too far back.
Right. Can I ask... Mm-hmm. In the drawings, you have one section, the phase one, that has mullion across. I assume that is going to happen
yes.
to all the others.
Yes, just because it's
just it's
this
drawn.
Is the size of presentation that we were asked to give.
Yep.
It's such a lot of detail
mm-hmm.
for such a small piece of paper.
Right.
I just didn't want it to get lost.
And these diamond shapes, that's just to indicate the windows
will
open.
Will open, yeah.
yeah.
So they don't open at the bottom?
No.
because these essentially are floor to ceiling windows.
Pretty much, yeah. Right. There'll be a little bit.
So instead of a Julia balcony, yeah. I'll call it Julia balcony. Yeah. Railing.
Safety balcony.
Safety balcony.
Yeah. It's essentially the glass just doesn't open.
Right, they're windows.
Yeah.
They're windows.
And what is the material?
These are all, I would assume they would be aluminum.
What color?
What did we said we didn't care.
Yeah, black.
We said we didn't care, but I think someone said black. The railings up above are all galvanized, and again, I said for the railings, we don't care whether they're black or galvanized, or it doesn't make any difference to us.
Yeah.
Black, okay.
So if you do approve this project, Kathy will just need specs from the window manufacturer for the record.
Got it.
Yep.
Boy, that new high-rise is going to be a monstrosity, isn't it?
Oh, the one in the front?
Over by the Christian Science.
Yeah.
One down.
This guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see it from everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
The railing on the decks is meant to be just a simple...
Very simple.
Railing.
We want to try and keep as little detail just to make it nice and clean.
Black.
Black is fine. Mm-hmm.
So the woman who quoted the criteria there, mm-hmm. there was something about decks that she,
mm-hmm.
like no decks, something to that effect.
Yes. So typically speaking...
Something we should take into account here.
So the guidelines specifically do say that, but my interpretation of the guidelines suggests that no new decks on the front facades of the structure,
okay.
meaning the facade that has the character of the building. This is in the view shed of a public way by default, I mean, because of the Southwest Corridor that at one point was a railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that the rear of the structure is not a defining element of the characteristic of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So, short answer, yes, it does say that. Does it apply to this? That is up to you.
Okay.
But you do have my staff comments there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
They're
existing light wells
mm-hmm.
that could be more formal
yeah.
so without that.
Yes, it actually creates some use for those light wells.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Quality of life for people in the unit.
Well, I guess I would say if you're below the top deck, you will have less light than you would have had because you've got a deck above
okay.
you.
Okay.
Actually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that will significantly change the character of that interior unit.
You don't get much sun. If you take a look at the back of the building now,
yeah.
you don't. That very rarely gets.
Would a
sun.
Unit consist of one of the small windows and one of the large ones?
Yes.
So they're getting a whole lot
they're
more light from the
light
large windows.
Be, right.
It's a good point.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And this is essentially facing north. Right.
No, yes.
East.
Is it? Is it east?
Northeast.
I think it's north.
Well, it's
yeah,
pretty.
It's
cool. not quite.
Yeah,
it's like northeast,
yeah.
according to the map here.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There's north. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So I think for the interior, it's a dramatic improvement.
It is. Some of the windows are actually too small currently for light and area calculation. But the whole idea is to. The brick is all going to be redone and repointed, and the whole
nice.
Back of it's going to get a facelift.
Yeah.
And we're going to use the decks to structurally, help with both sides of the buildings. They've already done all the asbestos removal. Like the whole job was an asbestos job, and they've got everything kind of gutted out now. At least in that first one that they're doing, so it's not like a quickie job. It's it's going to be beautiful when it's finished.
So, clearly just from setting aside all historic, whatever the guidelines and so forth, aesthetically, this will look a lot better than the existing back in the buildings. A lot better, in my opinion.
Right, I agree.
And my thoughts are that the guidelines are set up so that we would protect the historic integrity of the buildings in the neighborhood, but also allowing them to modernize, to keep them valuable and you know, adaptable for current uses.
Right.
So.
And it says that somewhere in the guidelines, that, that modern contemporary materials are encouraged if they're compatible. Let's hear public comment. Anybody? Yes.
John Crozier, towards Cumberland Street. I'll be looking at this out my back window. I would comment that it's really difficult to see anything from the street. But, and to me, there's nothing really historic about the back of the building. And so I would say that I have no objections whatsoever for this, this being done.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. Do you want to make a motion?
Sure, I'll make a motion to approve, I guess, both the fenestration and the decks as proposed.
Correct, with the provisos that window details will be remanded to staff.
With the proviso that window details will be remanded to staff.
And windows are black and railings are black.
Yeah.
It would be, yes. Yes. The railing is simple and black.
Yeah.
I suppose you second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Three in favor.
Finally got you through.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll get you a letter very soon.
Okay. Happy holidays to everyone.
So.
Okay, next up is 102 St. Vital. So just say your names into the tape recorder.
Yeah, I'm Doug Stefanov. You know my address.
Edmund Poli, owner.
Catherine Poli, owner.
And just take me to be.
Okay.
Let's do this. Please grab a pen. I got another bag.
Is this called Reach It?
Yeah,
no, your flash drive. I'm just trying to think.
Yes.
That's it right there?
I think so.
Let's see.
The only thing there.
Sorry, city computer.
When are you going to walk us through this?
Or? Yes, please. I'm the architect for the owners. So this has actually been before you some time previously. I have the original for a renovation for a roof deck and a hatch. So since that time, if you like, that was the original review by you. Chris, I mean Chip and his wife have purchased the property.
That's my nickname.
Chip, yeah. It's currently in state. It's been demolished in the inside, so the inside is empty except for floors. The front is all intact. They have changed a couple of the windows on the front as per the original application approval, and no work's been done on the back or the roof. So we've come at this. We'd like to install an elevator. That's pretty much what's driving the proposal. There'll be a five-stop, and we'd like to take it to the roof. Chip does have some mobility issues, and it would make, as well as a full set of stairs, instead of trying to get up through a hatch. So originally we did a mock-up of the elevator head house and the stairs, and they are visible from the southwest corridor. They're not visible from the front. But then in discussions with Nick, we're talking about a way of maybe encapsulating the head house and the stair in a small room, a small square penthouse, which would be rear justified. In that way, I can dismantle the existing roof. I can lower the whole floor assembly, so I can make it lower than it is today. What would be is if built on top of the roof now, the way it slopes from front to back, the back is actually, the front's higher.
Yeah.
But I can drop that down. I can gain a couple feet, which, you know, every foot helps. Mm-hmm. And therefore create this little enclosure, which I would propose to clad in a like a lead-coated copper. But I have a couple renderings. We tried it in brick, too, to see if that's in the color package. Those are some Photoshop perspectives from the front and then from the alleyway side, parking entrance, and then from the southwest corridor. So there is no view of the proposed structure from St. Patel Street, with your back up against the building on the other side. There is West Newton Street. So West Newton Street, we're on the corner of West Newton and St. Patel. So as you walk further back, West Newton toward the Prudential Center, or Prudential Mall, mm-hmm. you can start to see a corner of the building.
With this view?
That's the view into the parking lot from...
That's from Durham.
Durham, thank you.
Durham.
Another part of this proposal is we'd like to add a 6-foot deep deck on the first living level, which is above the back parking, for a little bit of an extension off the kitchen. So that also was mocked up and viewed by Mr. Amata.
Mm-hmm.
So is this yes. gray thing is the mock-up?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we've put it as a model, as a yeah. computer model.
Okay.
I mean, I have pictures here. We built it out of wood. So if you want, this is from the southwest corridor.
Oh, okay.
So this was just building the size of the elevator and the uh-huh. head house. But you can see the wood
right.
is the edges.
Right. And the material would be red brick, so that it looked...
Well, that's what I'm going back and forth. We initially thought, as like many penthouses are treated with a metal standing seam.
Mm-hmm.
But if brick works out to be more agreeable, we're happy to do that. The rendering's not... I think the shading of the brick and the rendering's not perfect.
Oh, I see. So this is this. It's just different colors.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Two different versions. And here's some close-ups.
Right,
so as you walk closer into the parking lot, you can see this is the building in the inside corner. And they own a piece of property which has parking at the back of the building. And this is at a lower level than the front. You're down about...
And this white?
No, this one.
Okay. Okay. And the white building next to it?
That's the extension of the...
That's the corner building.
Corner building, which corner is building. Taller
okay.
than 102. Yeah. And that's the back of the current building, so that's the current structure. So as you can see, this is the first level here.
Okay.
So this
would
be where
about the corner building in the past.
We put the deck, and then this is the lower level.
So you're proposing a deck.
Yes.
Above there.
Yes.
And is that all?
Oh. And you can see it here. So you see that white structure there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's the deck.
Okay.
But it would be in obviously black metal if it were built.
And you've walked this.
Obviously not visible.
From standing here, you don't see this.
You don't. So my concern when I visited the site is originally they had just proposed essentially an elevator shaft.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
for lack of a better term, it looked like a middle finger on the block. yeah. So it was hard to digest.
Yeah.
And considering, you know, we've recently accepted a project almost identical to this at 175 St. Patulf with similar visibility, I thought this would be the best to come forward to you for your consideration.
So where is the shaft going to go? The elevator shaft?
Oh, you showed up in the section here. So this is the shaft right here.
Okay. So it's on the inside of the building?
Yes, it's totally in the building.
So it's not, okay.
Yeah, it's not good. Okay. And this is it's a residential class, so it doesn't have the same overrun requirements as a full bore commercial elevator would. It's like a 5x5 plan.
Would the building support a brick structure on the top?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we have a structural engineer involved anyway. So brick's great for load bearing. And then the side walls are brick, the party walls are brick.
Okay.
And there's, okay, so that this whole side would be.
Well, if it were to be brick, then that would be brick.
Yeah, okay, so that's the elevator right there.
Right,
so
here's
there are no other penthouses on
with
this
just the elevator shaft.
The neighboring building on the corner is taller.
Yeah, so it that
comes
correctly.
Up.
Yeah.
Fairly, like, right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, but this does.
It does obscure most of the all of you.
And Richard and Francois, I just wanted to point out, I do have the picture from my site visit that showed just the elevator shaft, which is the alternative.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Okay.
And it, yeah.
Yeah, I have a little picture of it. Okay. Probably not as good as
okay.
that.
Okay. So.
Oh, I see. That. Yeah, I was confused by what were we looking at?
It's a box.
Yeah. Okay.
Just the corners. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And that's from Southwest Park.
And it was significantly taller.
Yes.
So the incline is this steep that
you're
down the whole floor when you get to the alley.
So this is the view from the front.
Correct.
With the penthouse.
Yeah,
the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't see it.
And also, okay, the roof deck railing, none of that is visible.
Right, there's, it would be dry, it's dropped down, there's like a little brick parapet wall.
Of course, yeah.
And then everything's behind that.
Oh, I see, yeah. What's the point of the sloping portion?
Well, that matches the pitch of the stairs.
Oh, I see. That's the stairs coming.
That's the stairs. Okay. So you can see it there. So we can, you know, 6'8" is code height for stairs. So you can keep that for seven feet comfortable.
So which building next to here is taller?
Oh, you can't see it. It's masked. The corner building, which you can see in the front. It's a very fine picture.
This one?
Yeah, so the
that
one.
That one?
Yes.
Okay.
There's the other one.
Okay.
Somebody wants to.
There we go. Okay.
Do you want to ask for
public comments? Yes. Go ahead.
My name is Adele Labib, 100 St. Vital from the corner building. And I'm just actually hearing about this for the first time today. And my understanding was that it would be just the deck and so on, which I know
there are.
I'm sorry?
The back deck?
The deck on the roof.
Okay.
On the roof, exactly. Okay. And I know that there are a number of decks that are that would be, I guess, on the other side of where this is, would be, who would, I know, be very interested in at least knowing about this so they can at least voice their opinions. And I'm just not sure if this is going to be taking the vote today or not, but I think we're just surprised because it will affect quite a bit or might affect. I can't even really see the pictures, but it seems like it may affect a lot of the neighbors who have roof decks, I guess.
So
I was the one that brought it to the attention of Adele, 107 St. Paul, John Robinson. I was aware of everything on the agenda, so I mentioned it to Adele in passing, and he said he having any idea of the proposal, neither any of the neighbours. So I think it's only fair that the rest of the neighbours get notified, because it's, to me, if it's a death, that's fine. But when you're looking at head houses and additional structures, again, I think all the neighbours would like to see what that structure looks like and the sight line. I mean, whether it's on the back or the front, if you're building an additional structure, again, it's still affecting the neighbourhood. I think once you start putting these additional structures on, the whole street is going to start doing it. You're going to set a precedent. What happens to the neighbours and the blocking of the sunlight from this additional structure? There's genuine concerns. Additional structures are just a whole different ballgame. I think they really need to be given much stronger consideration.
You're directly across the street?
Just directly across the street, yes.
Oh, but you're at Lona 100.
You're next door.
And actually, all of the neighbors that have decks on that will be behind us,
right,
would probably be affected a lot more than I would be.
Named.
So the adjacent buildings have death.
Yeah,
yes.
They're right next door.
Okay.
So it's sort of, it's just a flat roof and everyone has decks. There's about three or four decks in a row.
Okay.
So they would all be affected by any structure that's put on top of that roof.
Did you take any action to discuss this with the neighbors, show it to the neighbors, or?
Well, not at present.
Okay.
We're just in the early stages of planning.
Okay.
And, you know, if this is not a viable option, then it's no point to really, you know, pursue it. But, you know, working with Nick and, you know, they are new owners. So we're just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, you know, starting with landmarks is the best place to start in something like this for direction and, you know, guidance. So,
thank you for starting with that instead of ending with
that. Before we go to the city, I definitely will do due process with the neighbors.
So there are
community meetings.
I mean, I think it did when that goes up, facing the elevator.
Yeah.
I think it'll, you know, cut down on the view of this building.
I mean, I just a comment. I don't think it's going to ruin anybody's view, but it is different.
Yeah,
I won't argue that.
I think it's just when you hear additional structures,
it's a concern. Yeah.
Well,
you know,
this is a good picture of of the properties they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have some pictures from the rooftop, but I can save those for later.
Well, I certainly didn't take this off the table, but I would get the neighbors.
So, what was your address?
107 Saint Vital. Just across the street.
So you're less than 10 feet. You're more than 10 feet away.
Right.
Okay.
But
we're not.
That's fine. But I think.
I am. I'm 100.
You're 100.
The corner.
His building is.
So we sent you a notification.
I did get one.
Yep. So this is the actual mailing list number, right there in the middle. I can send you. I mean. These are courtesies, but we did send it.
Okay, my apologies, I never saw it, okay.
That's okay. But we also, again, posted it on our website, and by law, that's what we're required to do, at least 10 days in advance.
Did you mention a website or something? No, besides the website.
A mailing list? Yep, and that sign-up is on the St. Vital Architectural Commission website.
Yeah.
Okay, so
can I ask, do you have any comments on the deck in the back of the building, the down below deck, which is a feature that
the rear deck, probably.
I think so.
Okay. Okay. So in terms of process, normally you go to you apply to the city, you get refused, and then neighborhood services allows you to leaflet and you get your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a different process in this case?
I
mean, I could do an informal, but
in terms of our requirements, you're not obligated to get in touch with the neighbors, although we do encourage it because these are going to be your neighbors.
Yeah.
You're not required to.
There's a neighborhood association that has an architectural review committee as part of it,
mm-hmm.
That it's good to talk to. Not that they have approval authority, they don't, but you get a feel from them of what the neighbors
do. They help organize meetings?
I think
they
would.
They do. Yes.
Okay.
I'm glad to involve them.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so that would probably be a first.
We would be happy to sit down and talk to people.
The person's name is Lee Steele, Steele.
Doug, I have his info if you...
Okay.
So, I don't have any objections to this, really, but would we want to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
...table without prejudice, or...
Well, there was one more person who wanted to come.
It just came up. I'm John Brenninger, 23 Cumberland Street again. I'm also the rookie member to the Site the Top Neighborhood Association Architectural Committee. Lee Steele's out of town. But a lot of things that we help do is to help neighbors come together and see what the project is before it comes here, before it goes further. Sometimes we cause trouble, but not always. And I think I would encourage both the committee and people before the committee to try to have contact with us before these things happen.
Because what Lee and his gang will do is sort of work out all the wrinkles with you,
yeah.
And then they'll provide us with a letter saying they approve mm-hmm. of what you all decided.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it very smooth.
Okay.
Or have comments on.
So,
yeah.
Or,
you know, can I ask a question?
These aspects are okay, but we would do.
So, yeah. My question is,
yeah.
We want to work with the community.
Yeah.
And I intend to live there for the next 10, 15 years of my
yeah.
life. But I don't want, if they are not legally responsible for the decision, I don't want them to be legally responsible for the rejection or the approval. I don't think that's fair either.
No, they wouldn't.
They would not.
Okay, so I would like the decisions going based on tonight. I would hope that the decision is based on, you know, the fact that, you know, I want to build my home to live in, and I will do it in a way that is acceptable to the standards of what I see in the area. We've already told them what we're going to do in the front. It'll be better than any, you know, thing that was there before, and I'll invest the money to do that. The way we looked at this project is a place we want to spend the rest of our time with, and I think it's important to understand we'll do what's right, and we want to do what's right, but there are people who sometimes say no, and then we'll never get our project approved. There are homes that have this same exact situation that we
expansion
on the fifth floor, on the upper floors. I am not looking for anything. I need to get to the fifth floor. I'm not, it's not a part of the excuse problem. I've had 5 operations on my knees, my backs. I was an athlete. No excuses. It's part of the game. But the reason we wanted to do an elevator is it becomes very important. And as I get older, it's going to become more important to have the ability to move. And that's a big part of city living, is to have your deck. So, honest to God, I understand and I appreciate, and I don't think we're doing anything but investing money to help it. It will not. We're going to drop it down. There is a wall to the right, if you look at the pictures, that'll cover one side. I don't know if that's 100, but I think that's 100.
Yeah.
Because we drop down below and have a wall, so we're going to take the ceiling off and invest to drop it down even lower. So I think it meets all the compliance standards. And I would love to get to know my neighbors and work with them, but I don't want them to reject something that they don't have the right to reject.
They don't have the power to reject.
So I would, when you guys make your decision, yeah. I don't want...
We make the decision.
Yeah.
Okay. You saw tonight how we had a
number of neighbors
objecting to something, and we decided to go ahead anyway.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean,
but having some input from the community and your neighbors
all good.
Helps us make a more informed decision.
Yep, mm-hmm. I understand.
With all due respect, if you're planning to live in the neighborhood for the rest of your life, then it makes sense that we all communicate and get along.
Well, I would
so
be happy to do that.
Because obviously there are legalities, but I think we just want to be, the community genuinely cares about the neighborhood.
As I do too.
It's a pretty neighborhood. We don't want to change it. You know, obviously if people make plans and roof damage,
I understand.
Fine, but I think it's just communication. And
I understand. I would love to
be aware
have you
of that. So I think that's...
It's going to be beautiful.
And it will not
be beautiful
in any way.
You can tell.
The building's going to be beautiful.
You know,
what we're gonna
we will do nothing to affect your views. That's why we are dropping
it's in rough
it down.
Shape now.
That's why my wall to the right, I believe yours is 100.
Yours is taller.
You have you're
higher,
higher than me, and there's that brick about 4 feet high. So we'll be dropping down a little bit. So in reality, you won't even see much. It's not going to be a big room, but it's not going to be a middle finger. So, you know, I just wanted to get to the roof. That's really what I was looking for. So we came up with this idea, which is a lot more, I believe, a little more expensive, but a lot more beautiful to the neighborhood. You can't see it from the street at all. We're tucked in the corner. We have no intent to be friends with our neighbors. We want to do something that's right. I have some challenges, but I also want to do what's right, and I'm willing to invest in what's right. But I don't think we're doing anything here to hurt the integrity of the neighborhood at all, and we'll work with you in building this, but it is legal. That's
okay. So for the interest of time, if you notice in my staff notes that this is, it's a significant project, and the developer and the architect have worked with me to come across a suitable approval process. However, there is a neighborhood that's concerned about this. You also may have some concerns about it. I would recommend remanding it to a subcommittee consisting of two of you, where we would advertise it to the public, and then, we can come out with me in moderation, and we can show the visuals to both the public and you, and then you can make the final decision from there.
On the subcommittee, or we come back?
On the subcommittee. Well, actually, sorry, let me correct myself. It could be either.
Come back and recommend? Or
so you can come back and recommend, or you can make a decision there.
We could decide today to give the subcommittee the power?
Correct. And it would have to consist of two of you. Okay. And then if, say, for instance, you tie on a vote, then you'd have to come back, and the third person would make the determining factor. So there's that option to ease any of the, it'll be showing that you're trying to work with the community and showing that you want to do the right thing. So
well, if
those
we,
are my
if
thoughts.
If two of us were to do that, we would logically get in touch with Lee because he represents all the people whose opinions we'd be seeking.
Correct, yep.
And so it's Christmas.
It doesn't have to be this week. It doesn't have to be January 1st.
But yeah, January.
Yeah, we would set up a meeting with them at their earliest convenience.
See, that's another route we could take.
I'm sure they can agree.
But they'd have to come back in February then for a ruling.
Unless we gave the subcommittee the approval right.
Correct.
Today.
Yes. So those are that's
can I just speak to, what's your time frame? Are you in?
Well,
you've got work going on now.
Yeah, I think what this change is going to require zoning relief.
Okay.
So this is good. I wanted to go tonight first.
Yeah.
I'll submit that as part of that track. So that'll start. As you know, that takes time.
Yeah.
Right. So then we can just continue to work. And we'll probably achieve a decision well before the city does.
Mm-hmm. So,
do you want to rule today, or do we want to?
Well, given the fact that we've been having a lot of trouble getting a quorum, I'm wondering if it would make sense to give the power to a subcommittee, if that's okay with you guys. I don't think we want to be on the subcommittee.
I can do that.
It should be the neighbors.
I can do it, but I'm leaving town tomorrow for a week.
Oh, just a week. Though.
Well, I don't think it's fair. I won't be in town either, so I don't think it's fair to do a holiday.
It's the holiday. They're going away.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be on the subcommittee, and I will.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And so what I'll do is I'll organize it at an exact date, so I'll coordinate with the two of you, as well as the applicants and the neighbors. Mm-hmm. If you folks want to stay behind after the hearing or give me your email address, I'll be sure you get everything, and then we can go from there, and we'll include Lee as well.
That sounds good.
I just want to make my comments since I'm not part of the subcommittee. To the subcommittee members, I just have a little, I don't love sliding doors in this big glass iron sliding door. I would love to see
French
doors or some other option around that.
All right.
With something a bit more in character with the historic family. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we would make a motion to what are we, what's the correct verb?
Remand.
Remand.
Does that include the deck?
Well, that's their decision. So are you guys comfortable with the rear deck?
So I can do some planning.
So can we can make a motion to approve/deny the deck and remand this rooftop addition to a subcommittee.
And I would add to that the door.
The door.
So we can see another option.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to approve the rear deck and to remand the penthouse and the rear door to a subcommittee
meet up with my colleagues to give them the power to decide on this matter.
After consulting with
the neighborhood group.
Okay.
Sounds good.
You new second it, and we all vote yes, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, one more.
So who's going to organize?
Recycle.
I will. You will? Yep, and I'll get in touch with Doug. So.
I'm in the printing business. So.
Okay. Sure, no problem.
That's all necessary. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, one to go. Where is it? 117 St. Vital. Is there anyone here for that?
Yes.
You were over at the corner.
They left, they're already hungry.
Yeah.
Same.
Good night.
Thank you. Okay, by the way, if you don't mind, I have a nice to meet you. This is a great group.
Folks, we still have a hearing, folks? Folks, excuse me. Excuse me.
Sorry. Okay, 117 St. Vital. Who is here for that?
Derek Bloom, architect. I'm Crusha and Tanya Cataldo, owners.
Okay.
And we are here for the first time.
Well, you can see we're very loose.
We have been through zoning in the past, and it's been extended once, so this is our second stop, not first stop. The project consists of a carport over existing parking spaces, a steel structure with a wood deck and a privacy screen.
Do you have materials to give us, or?
I submitted paper, and I saw digital.
I
didn't bring multiples. Was I supposed to have brought...
It's okay. We requested, but it's not a big deal. Okay. Don't worry about it.
It's a small package. It's only two or three sheets after this reference page. So effectively, this is the rear, and this is the same alley you've seen tonight a couple different times, mm-hmm. You know, behind St. Vital.
This is so rendering. I don't know if that helps.
So this is existing parking, and off the alley, it's about, the structure will be 15 feet from the property line back, and it's a 19-foot deep carport to cover the cars. The roof of it will be an occupied deck, is what we're proposing, with planters and a privacy screen at the perimeter. And the facade, should I hold this up or should we just flip?
I'm going to flip.
Okay, so upstairs we're going to take two existing windows in this proposal and combine them into one larger window that allows you to get onto this.
Yeah. So
is there a...
Here's the facade change.
Yeah, we can see the window.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can see on the right drawing the proposed window, which is a combination of two existing double-hung windows, similar to on the left.
I don't understand it. It looks like a... Is that a door?
It's a door.
It's a door. Yeah, it's a door with...
Three panels?
Yes.
Okay, so how is it open?
One has a hinge, and the other two bifold.
The other two really don't open unless you unlatch them and open them.
It's really a single door. Because it's pretty historic, too.
It's a steel...
Yeah, if you want, I'll just finish describing what we're up to, and then...
The door is not visible at all from a public way,
okay.
So I don't even know if we have to discuss that.
Okay.
Yeah, so essentially, this is true. The facade is not visible in these pictures. It's on the oblique. It's set way back. It's really the carport that projects off of the facade that's maybe possibly visible, depending on how you look at it.
And I'll show you.
There are other one-story carports, both brick and open steel frames like this on either side. So it's arguable.
Literally on either side of this
house. One is literally next to it, and the other one's up the way. Okay. So between it and a street, a public way, there is a carport. Okay. So it won't be the only thing sticking out there. It'll be in a row of like structures. And we would say minimally visible is our opinion, but tonight that definition is being tested, so But certainly not the facade. You can't see the facade at all.
Well, do you have a railing?
We have a privacy screen. Yeah.
Right.
So this is a section.
You have a drawing.
Yep, it's right here.
Yeah. So that was a section.
I'm really confused. The twelve squares that we see. What are those?
That's the privacy.
It's a door. It's a big.
No, I'm sorry. The 12 squares is a glass. It's called a big window. It happens to have a door in it, but that's glass. That's in the facade, not visible from a public way. So in the right drawing, that's the 12 square thing.
Yeah.
It's a door.
Okay.
It leads to this deck. And what we're showing is a section through the deck in that drawing, which is why you don't see railings. If we go to the left, that's the fence.
Okay.
So there's the deck, and above it is a little person.
Yeah.
And there's the deck about the height of that person. I mean, the screening, privacy screen, the height of a person.
Do you have the one that shows the privacy screen when you're looking dead on? Like
yeah,
this?
The upper one is that. And there you see the person looking over the planter. Which is a 3.5-foot-tall planter.
This is a planter.
Yeah. So this is from the alley looking at the facade.
Planter.
Yeah.
Oh. And then these are privacy screens like this.
Okay.
You're seeing this.
The Tanya's pointing to the side one, and that's the rear one.
So these will have plants.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this is kind of a structure that you're talking about. The door would be here. It hinges left.
Yeah.
And what materials are you using for the privacy screen?
The screen is painted wood.
Painted what?
Square lattice.
Black.
It's going to be black.
Yeah, it's a black painted wood. The window, though not visible, is also wood. It's also black. It's steel, though, not wood.
Okay.
The window system. But the part that you'll see, this privacy screen is black, painted black.
And the planters, what kind of material?
Wood also painted black. It'll just be shaker style wood and all painted black, and even the apron of the deck that you see will all be black. The steel coming down will all be black.
One of those three pieces seems to be a door.
So can you get to the deck from outside on the first floor?
No.
Okay.
There's no stair.
Okay. All right.
A little visual.
They're like windows, but doors at the same time.
And the wall. It's a carport, not a garage.
This might simplify it for you.
Yeah.
This is the view.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
This is the view right here.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Approximately where this. Uh-huh. There's a car right there, and then you see that there's a little door right in front of this is going to be their deck.
Okay, so that is an existing.
That's an existing
garage type structure. Mm-hmm.
This is going to go directly next to it,
which ours sets back from theirs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
it's not as far out as that one.
Correct.
Yeah.
Not as far.
The doors you won't even see.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to take the "you won't even see" part because I still don't get it. But if you won't even see it, let's
you can't see it. That's a good indication.
You don't understand the doors, or you don't understand the deck.
The doors.
The doors. We don't really have to worry
really
about
matter.
If you don't understand those. Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I'll go see them when they're done.
Okay.
Looks like they'd be visible, but maybe I'm not.
The facade of our building, you wouldn't see it at all.
I'll come over.
We're
over
smack
here,
dab
though.
In the middle.
Okay.
So your concern is the privacy screen. What could they do to make it more in line with the?
So the privacy screen's gonna be really visible.
Okay.
My thoughts are to mimic something what the neighbors are doing right here.
Yeah.
It's an outdoor deck. You got a high rise next to you. There's no privacy anyway. That's my thought.
That's kind of the impetus for doing it. There's an enormous. Tall apartment building looking right into your windows and onto your deck, so sort of relief from that was the motivating factor.
Yeah.
It would be nice if you had something worth looking out onto, like a park, and you keep your railing low. it's more of a privacy situation.
So
the bushes drop down to pool or patio height, and people stand there looking from the railing back at their kitchen. So it's,
So, I mean, look how high these are. So the only difference is ours is going to be square lattice with climbing roses hanging over the lattice, so it's going to actually we're adding adding a lot of value to a pretty ugly alley from here over.
So if what you're objecting to is the privacy wall, could they do it with plants with
or black
shrubs or something?
To be fair, I'm not objecting to anything.
No, no, I know what you're pointing out. What you're pointing out.
Yeah, yeah. It can be done with plants. I just don't think that the proposal, the fencing, is in line with the neighborhood. And when you look down the street briefly, that's going to stand out. Yeah,
it's going to stand out, and it's going to be a precedent that other people. I kind of agree.
Like the greenhouse has done with all the greenery.
The window and the deck
with greenery somehow.
I don't get, what the heck is that? Is that a greenhouse?
Yeah, it's an addition probably
is that
in the 80s.
Attached
greenhouse? No.
No, okay, no, so no. It's two away.
Yeah. Two away.
Two away. Two away.
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, so.
Must be hot in there.
There with the blue door.
That's it.
Oh, boy. Which is not blue anymore. Okay.
I guess, is there something you could propose that. The lattice.
If you could get your privacy through the shrubbery, evergreens.
It's just, it creates a lot of weight on the deck, but it's a steel structure anyway, but the more we're lining the deck with planters, it creates a lot of weight.
Right.
So we put the planters at the end of the deck and lattice on the sides.
Yeah, I mean, do you know that the deck wouldn't take the weight? I mean,
my architect's here, but I'm sure.
Yeah, you can always add steel to get support.
I
mean, but it's not that you couldn't hold up plants, because obviously
people
there's high-rises
like buy houses for what we're
tennis courts on the roof.
Soil and so forth. You can use
it's
the structural, it's not really the thing. And there's different plants with different roof depths. There's a way to do it. It's really a question of, is privacy the appropriate thing to have in a place like this where you have, you know, everyone's staring back at you. And I don't know, in the previous picture you saw, this is kind of the view they have from the apartment building, because there's a patio outside with railings, and then it does bump up to a wall with high plants, but there's a whole section which happens to be right here that's like, it's like a ship rail where you can just kind of, you know, walk over the edge and look right in. So, I mean, the privacy is significant for you guys. Like, you feel people staring in your windows all the time.
Yeah, of course, especially when we put a bunch of
glass. There's a patio right here looking in. So that would be the only reason to sort of justify it.
Black railing fence closer together?
Like more like an iron?
No, that's heavy, though. I mean, I tried to do the square lattice to keep...
Okay.
More landscape-y.
Yeah. I'm thinking like brownstone, where they'll be climbing hydrangeas or roses hanging over this lattice. So it's not going to just be this big black lattice hitting you in the face. It's going to be very soft with, you know, and we even at the base of the steel, we allowed for plantings and vines to be grown up and over. Yeah. So it will kind of make the black structure go away. With the plantings, but obviously.
But the black structure wouldn't be a problem because that's in line with the neighborhood characteristics.
Yeah.
There's no precedent for
that lattice.
For wood lattice.
Privacy.
And they don't age well either. So. Are there any other alternatives that you can come up with that would conform more to the district standards?
I mean, I suppose we can do some sort of decorative iron fencing.
But that wouldn't be private, though.
Planter boxes and things inside. It's not the height so much as the material. Is that okay?
I mean,
I think the height is the privacy, you know, between plants and having a good height, the privacy can be handled. The material sort of was just a wish to have it be wood, but I think
flexibility. Plants are your basic answer, and then you just have to figure out what to let them grow on top of.
Exactly.
And if you could go with iron, that would be compatible
the plants
with the neighborhood
are mature,
more than brick, more than wood would.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It could look nice.
All right.
Okay. Are you proposing a high iron?
That's the
Are there any restrictions on how high it could be? I mean, it would be the equivalent of a railing.
I don't think
taller.
We would look to do it. We'd do it with the planters. We'd keep the railing at whatever code 42 inches or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So,
but you can have things in your planters that are vines.
Is your privacy concern from that wide open
outdoor
area or all the windows that people looking at?
So our where that glass is.
Yeah.
Door is our family room and kitchen.
all one big room, but our family room is immediately in front of that door and window. So when you're sitting there watching TV at night or whatever, it's...
Yeah, no, I mean the greenhouse people gazing at you.
Yeah.
Well, look, direct. It's a direct hit.
There's a little patio out there where they hang out.
It's their patio.
As opposed to all those apartment windows.
No, no, no.
I can also look at you.
No, obviously not. But it's a direct hit. It just feels a little weird.
So this is that patio area. You only have to make it high enough.
And only... You don't have to enclose the sides necessarily from that perspective. So, or how wide?
I'm sure that's the main direction that that building would see.
Mm-hmm.
The official language in the standards and criteria for fences around yards and rears are
metal.
Wood, chain link, wire, and opaque fences are not appropriate. Privacy screening should be done with... It says painting, but I think they mean planting.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah. Paintings.
Well, how are you supposed to enclose the deck in a safety?
Right. You would do a railing. Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it says it's metal. Wrought iron and cast iron fences are appropriate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wrought iron it is.
I think you can work with that, you know, Tom?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
And if you do evergreens rather than perennials.
Right.
You'll have your privacy year round.
I'm going to mix. Yeah, I'll mix both. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Was that's the scope of
does
the
that price. Does anyone have a decorative iron worker?
I can
not allowed to.
I can't ask that.
They're not allowed to.
Yeah, we can't. We're a government entity, but I can send you.
We really stepped into that one.
I'm a designer. I
have a better question.
I need to get
can
it out.
We vote with the modification that we will submit for record an iron rail replacing the lattice versus a rehearing? Mm-hmm. Is that a possibility?
Okay. If you want to remand the details of the iron rail to me, and then I can approve it.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that.
So I'll make a motion.
Any comments?
No, okay. I'm waiting to confront you with something else.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
What did he say?
I'm waiting to confront you with something else.
Get my mace.
Approve still do it here. The 117 St. Adult Student Number 1 proposal with under the purview that the staff reviews it and...
reviews and approves. Yes,
the railing.
You second?
I second.
Okay.
Okay, three in favor.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right, Dick, we'll be in touch.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Now we've got to review your
minutes.
Now
can you get rid of that ugly structure right across from us?
We hate that structure.
That white thing that's
it's immediately across from the front of our building. In the 60s, they must have thought it was super cool to take off the turret and put
the blue.
It's rusty.
It's terrible. Bridge.
You're talking about the thing on the corner.
Yeah, and my question is, if it falls into disrepair like it is now, do they have to? No.
If they touch it, meaning paint, anything.
You're talking about on the corner of St. Patel and Durham.
Yes. Right.
That used to be a stained glass worker's studio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which he probably thought he was funky cool at the time.
I think he did at the time.
Which one are we talking about?
Take off a turret.
Just a little further, yeah.
Yeah, the other way. Right there. There it is. It's a beauty.
Look at that.
Oh, cool.
This is what I look at from our living room.
So if you ever see him touching it at all, painting it, scraping it, that's a violation if he doesn't come to us.
And then once he comes to us, we twist his arm to...
What could you do?
Well, you can...
You can't make him take that down, right?
You can negotiate.
You can negotiate.
So we're not going to make... That would be a significant expense.
Right.
But we can start the process. We can say, put in the right windows. And then the next time we say, put up brick. And then the next time we'll say... put up a turret.
How do you put up the right windows in that structure?
We'll get there.
well, that's optimistic because I've lived there 35 years and that was, I'm a few feet away and that was one of the first things that I said, surely it won't last.
But
35 years later, it's still there.
But let this be a reminder that this is why the district exists now.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, actually, that's the kind of thing.
Well, then there's the locksmith. There's the locksmith book. Property
that too.
That one too.
You guys are on it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have the one administrative item, which I have determined meet the standards and criteria of the district. So give the description a quick read, and if you agree with it, just make a vote to approve or reject.
Where is this?
It's right here.
Here, okay. 17 Durham Street?
17 Durham Street, correct.
Where?
You missing it? I can get one for you. Here you go.
Oh, all right.
I missed making a motion to approve.
Here's the structure of the person. Okay.
Second.
Right.
A king?
Yes.
Yep. Three in favor?
And now the minutes.
Yes.
Okay, now the minutes. I wasn't here for that meeting, so I can't comment.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the door.
Oh,
she's
the door.
She's MIA.
Oh,
heard
really?
Nothing.
Who's MIA?
Yeah.
They want to repair, they wanted to remove and replace a historic door. At 69 St. Batolph. And we said we need at least two references from repairmen and then a price quote.
Uh-huh.
And they just vanished. So
they'll fix the door.
Yeah. And I have one thing after we do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, they're approved. My other thing was, did you and Eric get to talk to each other at all before he left? Or because I'm thinking the role of the neighborhood association. We had worked out something that was seeming to work pretty well, and that would be when a project first comes to you, just exploratory, to tell them that such an organization exists and that they can be very helpful, and to put them on to lead, because it really smooths the way. If they've done all that, I mean, they might not approve, and you know, then we get their objections, which we'd get anyway. But if they, you know, work something out between themselves that everybody agrees with, then the neighborhood association gives us a letter for the public hearing part saying we approve, and that's worth something.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess I just assumed that would happen because that's what happens in the South End. So I, going forward, when there's projects like this, I think that's a good point. So
I assume we can't force them to do it, but
you cannot. It's just showing your due diligence, and it makes the process a whole lot easier, so we don't have to deal with.
Like a lot of what we went through earlier today.
Basically, we would deal with the.
They would get to do it.
Neighborhood problems.
And we just have to rubber stamp.
Yeah.
I think you wanted to say something. Did you want to say something?
I have a question. It involves 258, and it's the front of the building. There's work being done there. Is that been approved?
Yes, it has. The work at the front of the building has been approved. So if we could just hold that thought, we can actually take this offline.
Adjourn?
Yes, but why did you have just quick staff update? So I appreciate your patience during this transition period. We're still in the process of hiring somebody, so bear with me.
You're not for real?
I'm a ghost.
You are real.
Yeah.
You're real now.
You're not really ours.
Yeah, so
okay.
Thanks for your patience on this. It's been a challenging district, but you know, I appreciate your patience on it, but we're looking on getting the postings up sometime in the next day or so, and then the interview process and blah 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 blah. So yeah, so if you guys want to adjourn.
Okay.
I just have a comment. This is the picture of the front of the building before.
Oh yeah, you were showing us this.
Work was done.
Yeah, this is,
and there's a stained glass window here. There's a huge stained glass window here. They're now gone. And I'm sorry that
they're going to
that
a violation.